We're on 5:21, almost 22 past. The government is delaying a Labour plan to make online maths and literacy tests a prerequisite for NCEA. Trial runs of those tests, you'll remember, revealed failure rates more than 40%. An NZ Initiative research fellow, Dr. Michael Johnson, is with us. And I know you've raised concerns about these tests before, Michael. Good morning.
Good morning. How are you doing?
Yeah, good. What does this change mean, withdrawing these tests for the time being? No testing of maths and English?
Well, no. As I understand it, the tests will still be run. It's just that students will either be able to get the requirement this way with the test or the old way using some achievement standards from NCEA that are supposed to cover literacy and numeracy.
All right. So kids will be able to pass NCEA. I mean, I would have thought you wouldn't be able to get it.
Yes, the important change is that they won't have to do these tests to get NCEA in the near term.
When we pulled it all apart, did we decide whether the problem was the tests or with the way we're teaching maths and English?
Oh, I think it's fairly clearly the latter. There are a lot of other data, including from PISA and our own internal national monitoring projects that show our kids are not doing very well in literacy and numeracy. And we also know that for a couple of decades at least, we've been using pretty ineffective means of teaching those things in primary schools. So really the fact that they didn't do very well in these tests is not a great surprise. It's not good, but it's not a surprise.
You've mentioned educational achievement sliding for 20 years, and we've had NCEA for 20 years. Are these coincidental?
Yeah, I don't think that the literacy and numeracy problems have much to do with NCEA, because these tests are really at the outset of NCEA, so it's what's happened before that's the problem.
You're talking at primary school level, an intermediate?
Yes, I am. I'm talking about the way those skills are taught from the very start of school.
All right, so what's the fix? What's the solution?
Well, I think this is a pragmatic solution in the sense that no minister could preside over such a big fall in NCEA achievement as we'd see if these things did become compulsory components of NCEA. The only thing I'd like to see in addition to this is that those students who can pass the tests and get the requirement that way be certified as having done so, because the test is a much more rigorous requirement. I mean, if it wasn't, we wouldn't get higher pass rates by relaxing the requirement to pass it. So I would like to see an incentive for kids to do it that way if they can and to be certified.
If I'm hiring somebody now out of high school and they need to be literate and numerate, can I trust NCEA or should I go out and buy a private test and do a test?
Depends on the level of literacy and numeracy you want, but you'd probably be better testing it yourself. The existing requirement just isn't very rigorous or reliable.
So don't trust NCEA, do it yourself.
If you're an employer who wants specific skills, then it's probably best to do it yourself, yeah.
Grateful for your time this morning, Michael Johnson at the New Zealand Initiative. 5:25, early edition.